KCRW and the Believer Magazine, this is The Organist, a weekly podcast written and recorded by a school of pufferfish with a genetic mutation that causes them to love American culture. Today's episode features the playwright and actor Edgar Oliver performing a tiny radio drama written by the novelist and TV writer Nick Antosca, especially for this podcast. And so, before any ado whatsoever occurs, here is Son of Rex, written by Nick Antosca and performed by Edgar Oliver.
The day begins with breakfast. I do enjoy scrambled eggs. I mash an avocado and mix it with the eggs, and when I fry them up, the eggs are green. There is no ham involved. It has nothing to do with the children's book. However, I do enjoy a little bacon. Ah, it sounds as if Rex is up too. Rex lives next door with his people, Mr. and Mrs. McCrae. I don't know what time Rex wakes up. Sometimes I think he must never sleep. He's always out there in the McCrae's backyard, romping and frolicking as dogs do. From wherever I am in the house, upstairs or downstairs, I can hear him. Sometimes, when I'm not even in the house, when I'm down the street or in another town, sometimes it almost seems as if I can hear him, even then. Oh. What's that, Rex? A good morning to you, too. Yes, you can smell that, can't you? You want me to do what? I can't do that, Rex. You say the most outrageous things. Oh, now you're just trying to get a rise out of me. One moment, please. I have to turn the bacon or it will burn. There we are. I do enjoy the smell of bacon in the morning, bacon and eggs. Breakfast sets the tone for the day, doesn't it, Rex? A tone of optimism and conquest, isn't it? Yes. And what do I have to do today? Pick up groceries? Return library books? What? I can't do that, Rex. And in any case, why would I? They've been nothing but friendly to me, and the very picture of good neighbors. And even if they weren't, well, I could go to jail. But I don't even own a gun. Well, yes, there are other ways. Well, yes, I suppose that is possible. Although I dare say I'm not sure I would be qualified. As you know, I did drop out of medical school. Oh, now I know you're being facetious. You take a joke too far and it simply becomes grand guignol. Good morning, Mr. McCrae. Yes, I am aware that Rex got out of your yard the other day. And yes, he did do that. No need to apologize. I never liked that cat anyway. Oh, I see. Yes, I imagine the running away and roaming about must be very annoying. But isn't that an extreme solution? Must you really have it done this afternoon? What if one day Rex wants to sire puppies? I see. The appointment is made. Good day to you too, Mr. McRae. Ah, Rex. Now I understand why you're in such a state this morning. You poor fellow. As the Bible says, some are born as eunuchs, some have been made eunuchs by others. And you are certainly not the former, Rex. Certainly not the former. Oh, damn. Breakfast is burnt. Perhaps it can still be salvaged. No, it's ruined. What do I do with it now? You smell that, don't you, Rex? It isn't fit for humans anymore, but perhaps you deserve a last meal before your unmanning. If I manage to throw it over the fence from this window, you can have it. Oh. You were hungry, weren't you? It's so hard to take you seriously when you say things like that. I mean, what do you expect? That just because you command me to, I'm going to go buy a gun and punish those who have offended you? Or stalk the streets of town in search of couples necking in packed cars? You are so naive, Rex. So naive. You might as well resign yourself to it. The decision is made, and so is the appointment. You are to be fixed once and for all, which I am not so sure is a bad thing. In any case, Rex, I must go about my day. I have library books to return. Oh, don't beg. It's unbecoming.
Oil Can Press is putting together an album featuring Edgar Oliver performing his short pieces with original music. It's called Desire in the Sea, and it comes out in October. Edgar Oliver will also be doing a live performance at Coney Island. More information is at oilcanpress.com. Nick Antosca is currently writing for season 3 of Hannibal on NBC. More information is on your TV. The bit at the top of the show about cultural pufferfish was written by Sirocco Dunlap, a writer and actor in Brooklyn. She currently writes for Funny or Die and appears on the UCB digital team called Circuit. I don't know what that means. What is a UCB digital team, Sirocco? We'll find out next week. Today's episode of The Organist was produced by Jenna Weiss-Berman, Ross Simonini, and me, your favorite source of news, analysis, weather, and concert listings for the greater Pete Blossom County Fun Corridor. Visit our website, kcrw.com/believer, to hear all of the past and future episodes of The Organist. Subscribe to The Organist in the iTunes Store or wherever fine podcasts are subscribed to. Our thanks go to Gary Scott, Jenny Radelet, Mario Diaz, JC Swatek, and Melissa Morton at KCRW, as well as the staff of The Believer and McSweeney's. Our interns are Shelby L. Atmani and Bennett Wade Bergman. Additional and final bonus thanks this week go to Whitney Jones.